Yeah. I'm doing good. Definitely just the way we work. I think the D-line group always got the mentality that we want to be the best D-line in the country. And then we try to bring that into every day of practice and just our work ethic every day. I think that's what gets us here. He means a lot to me. He coached me up my sophomore, junior year, and he taught me a bunch of things, a lot of technique things. I love him. He teaches, like, more outside of football, like life. Yeah. Just he didn't taught me a bunch. He just teach you how to be a man, just like everyday situations he done been through. And he just, so you won't make the same mistake. Nah, I ain't get a chance. I met with the Steelers, but I ain't get a chance to meet with him. I think he was doing other little interviews. But I couldn't talk to him. Oh, he was a former. Oh, yeah. Oh, Coach Bo, he'll get you right. He gonna make sure if you mess up, you gonna know that you messed up. And he gonna coach you hard, and he gonna love you hard too. And I love Coach Bo. He taught me a bunch of things coming out of high school. I didn't know much, but I think he got me to where I'm at now. I talked to John and Ryan. They said they've been trying to push for it, but I got some means set up later on with the Redskins, so I'm gonna go talk to them and just show them my personality and tell them what I have to offer. Oh yeah, they got a great defense. And I just want to, wherever I can fit in, I'll come in and help. Oh yeah, I talked to him last night actually, and that's my man, man. He done taught me so much, and I love Coach Bo Davis. No, I seen him and I just came and spoke to him. I probably meet with him tonight.
As a big guy, can you take us back to the playoff game, the interception and a touchdown?
Oh yeah. After the interception, I knew they told me they were gonna run the play, but I didn't know they was gonna run it right then. But it was a bunch of fun. I didn't expect it all to happen just so fast. And I don't know, I was just grateful for the opportunity. It was for a couple of weeks, like that, just training for it. Anywhere they could put me, I don't really care. I just want to make it. Oh, I could put up some weight, a little bit. In high school, my high school coaches, they pushed me a bunch in the weight room. They didn't want nothing but greatness. And I went in every day and just tried to beat my numbers every day and just try to keep being consistent at it and keep building. And I think it just got me to where I'm at today.
What are you most proud of in the weight room? What's your biggest, your shining
moment? Probably bench. I done put up some good numbers in bench and then squat and power clean. 550, I don't know about that. I know I did, last time I did 500, I want to say for three or four reps. So, yeah.
What do you think you're
going to
do?
I'm hoping 30. I want to get some 30. Yeah.
Josh, this is just the line.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to come out here and show them, that it's more than just a run stuffing defensive line. I can actually get after the pass rush and I'm athletic. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's more of our scheme. Like, we try to keep our linebackers clean and let them, like, flow over and make all the plays. But I ain't have a problem with it. I just bought into the system and did anything I could do for our team to win.
What's it like playing with A'shaun Robinson on the
Oh, I learned a bunch from them guys, A'shaun Robinson, Jay Reed, Jonathan Allen, Dalvin Thompson. I tried to mimic their game and just throw it into mine, and I love them guys. We still talk today, so. Josh came a year before me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you
call Dunbar? No, I didn't meet with him. I just came and spoke to him. Yeah, I met with them though. I don't know. I think like the way he wants you to know what to do more so. Like he wants you to do everything right and just come out every day ready to work and just wants you to perfect everything that you do. Like he always say, make sure you put your signature on your work every day. So just don't leave anything out there. I don't know. I think he probably did though. But when I went and met with him, he wasn't in there. I think he was me with some other people. So you said who? No, I don't. I ain't got nothing to say about it.
If you had to compare your name to anybody, or who you try to compare your game to?
Coming out of high school, I watched a lot of Nick Fairley, Marcel Darius, Fletcher Cox been balling, Aaron Donald. I try to look at them guys and then see what I can take from their game and just try to implement it in my game. The Georgia game, definitely. I was just dominant that game. Oh, yeah. I feel like it was just, I don't know. It might have been the bright lights. It might have just been my time. You never know. It was God's plan, though.
How do you dominate? What did you feel like you did so well in that game?
Georgia game, just being a force in the middle, trying to make my name known every single play. Oh, I love Coach Bo. Like I was telling them, he taught me everything I knew. He go coach you hard and love you harder, and he just gonna make sure you know what to do, and he not gonna put you out there unless you do. And I just thank him for just grooming me to be the person I am today. Yeah, I told it was kind of like a little reunion because I ain't seen him in a minute, so he was just happy to see me, and he spoke well. Oh, I wouldn't mind go out there with him and A'shaun Robinson, be out there. Be like back in the day. I just want to get somewhere that I feel comfortable at, like where I feel like I'm going to just be the dog that I am and just go out there and compete. I guess you could say that. 315, 310, around that range. Yeah. I think I can hold. I on my film, I'd have held my own in there. So anywhere they need me. Greatness. I was just talking to one of his old D-line coaches. And he said A'shaun has just been progressing, and I just seen it in his game. He's getting better, like after every game. So it's fun to see those guys that I played with just go out and be great. So I don't wish nothing but the best for everybody that I played with. Oh yeah, at the national championship game, every time I came to the sideline, he in my ear just giving me a little feedback on what to do, little technique stuff, just how to go about it. So yeah, he's a big part of my game. You say it's characters? What you mean by character? Oh, personality. Yeah, Deshaun Hand. Yeah, if you go talk to Deshaun Hand right now, you probably. He'll jump out to you real quick. Oh, yeah. Tackling them at practice every day, team run, it's a challenge because they go bring it every day. So I think that made me a better player. And just knowing that every day going into practice, you go face the best. is one of the things I went to Alabama for, just to get that type of competition every day. I think it was a bunch of guys. Me, myself, is one. Mika, Sean Deion Hamilton, Ronnie Harrison, all those guys. It was just all of us just trying to get the best out of each other. It's been a lot of fun. I just been trying to soak in everything and just pitch myself to the teams and let them know that who I am and what I can bring to the table.
What was your hospital stay like?
It was quick. Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't really quick, but it didn't bother me. Probably like three or 4 hours. Yeah, I met with them. Yes, sir. It was a lot of fun. We got on the board and got to watch a little film and just got to know. They got a chance to know me, and I got a good chance to just talk to them. So. Nah, they didn't do that. We were just watching film, and I was just telling them like what I was doing and the little techniques and stuff. Yeah, I talked to them too.
What was that process? I know they have some defensive line coaches.
Oh yeah, they was really they pretty much knew about me, so they were just the coaches were just trying to get a chance to know me. So not yet. I probably go and see them tonight.
The Bills?
No, sir.
Toughest place to play against you?
My freshman year we played at Georgia and they had the crowd rocking, so that was a tough place.
Mm.
They go get a leader for sure, and then just somebody that's gonna come into work every day. Like he does the little stuff outside that don't nobody else see. Like he studies his film, and then he's gonna be the guy that gets everybody else right. If he sees you lacking, he gonna let you know that you lacking, and then he just wants the best out of you. The Redskins. I spoke to him briefly, but not formal. Just get show them my pass rush, showing them I can get after the quarterback. You said it was what? It's up there really high because we did a lot of that playing in the SEC against all them type teams, and I think I did a good job of getting dominating the run and just being that man in the middle. So. Oh, I just talked to Sean, and I know he got real good high spirits, and I'm just excited for him to get back healthy and show everybody what we've seen since I've been there. And he's a good guy and definitely one of the team leaders, and he's a good dude.
Hey, Martin, what area do you think you improved most on from your sophomore to junior year?
From my sophomore to junior year, I got a chance to play a lot more third down, so I was on the field a lot more, and just getting a chance to be an every down player, I think I proved. Got a chance to improve in that. I can improve in everything because he's always a better man and at the next level. So I just want to become the best version of me and then excel at whatever I do. I don't know. Wherever he wants to play, that's where he gonna play. So. Or whatever the team needs him to do. Because he's definitely a team player.
All right, thanks, guys.